Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi guys, welcome back to the For Him podcast. I feel super passionate about today's episode, so I'm just really happy to be able to share it and hope that you guys enjoy it. I'm talking about something for those who don't yet feel sanctified or are unsure how to share their sanctification with others. Basically just a recipe, which is to stop searching and start seeking and therefore find your faith and become sanctified. We need faith to be saved from eternal death or life after death without God, but we need sanctification to grow both in our faith and in pursuit of following God. And this is also where the transformation happens. It's why it's so essential to have a real relationship with the Lord, and what I think, at least, most non-believers and followers of Christ are missing in being transformed. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about stop the searching and start the seeking. Like I said, it's a recipe and it might sound simple, but feel very difficult to actually live out. But remember, there is no message without the mess and no testimony without the test. A little cliche saying that I feel like we can all relate to from time to time. It might be you, at times it's me, and it was even true for people in the Bible. Good examples of this are Peter, Paul, and David. They all have stories of where their faith was built in the midst of their struggle. And for us, this looks like the struggle in, like I said, stopping the searching or basically looking for validation and comfort in worldly things. And then also starting the seeking or taking the time and effort to truly know who God is through scripture, prayer, church. Things that aren't always easy, but are always faith-building and therefore always sanctifying. I don't know what I just tried to say. And then I have a verse to go along with this, which is James 1:3-4, that says, "Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, let perseverance finish its work, so you may be mature and complete, not lacking of anything." And when I was writing this out, I felt like I related to it on a personal level, just in terms of being consistent in my seeking and kind of relying on faith in that, even whenever I don't want to. I feel like this podcast is a great example of this for me. There are times that I definitely don't have the motivation or drive or passion to make these episodes, but I just continue to remain consistent in it and be faithful through that. And it always ends up leading me back to God and teaching me more about God and reminding me why I do it in the first place. So next, kind of going to talk about why it's important to stop the search. And I think the biggest reason is because logic and reason cannot lead us to God. I think this is something that so many people struggle to grasp, and why so many people feel like they haven't fully came to the Lord or built that relationship. And it kind of leaves this question mark of, well, this doesn't make complete sense, so there's no way God can be real, or if God is real, then why is this happening? And trust me, I've tried to logic or reason my way to God so many times, whether that be to family or to friends, just trying to explain who He is and hoping that that would be enough for their coming to Christ moment. But sadly, it just simply isn't enough. Anything that I say or do can never save anyone without them actually seeking Him for themselves. Only God is able to do the saving. And I came to comprehend this when I sought Him myself. I think there were so many times that I had questions too, and people would try to explain God being real to me, and it never clicked for me until I opened his word myself and prayed prayers to him myself. And so being on the other side of that now and trying to spread the gospel to strangers or even people I love, it feels difficult when you can just tell that it's not clicking for them, but we can't expect it to completely, because a lot of knowing God and following God and believing in God is faith-based. And I think that's the one thing that a lot of people miss, and why it's just so important to continue seeking so you're able to build that faith. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, "Anyone who comes to him must believe he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." I think it's really hard when we want salvation and sanctification for those that we love. It's definitely been my biggest prayer lately, but I have also come to understand in time that just like nobody could have saved me, and trust me, people tried, I also can't do that for other people. It's really just between that person and God, and that becomes so evident as soon as someone starts seeking him. Faith is something that should not and cannot be forced on anyone. It truly comes from a heart that is receptive and willing to seek God and surrender their time or effort or things of this world to him. But what is the search that needs to be stopped? I think it's us playing God. The world is missing God and trying so hard to play God for themselves, to be the one with the power. Our world is just so obsessed with control and self-sufficiency and wanting to be all-knowing and all-powerful, which, does that sound familiar? That's only what God is. It's like we want to be our own gods so bad that we completely miss the real one by just chasing that control and status and knowledge. And this is the exact reason that so many people who seem to quote unquote have it all fall into addiction or anxiety or lust or burnout, because they're just trying to constantly fill this God-shaped hole with everything and anything but God. And it truly just will never be filled. Romans 1:22-23 says, "Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images," referring to us idolizing things that simply are not God. So when you look to yourself as the one with the power, when you idolize yourself, or when you look to the things that you have control over, when you idolize other things as the one that is going to bring you comfort or joy or power, you over and over again will run out of that comfort, joy, power, because it simply is not sustainable like the Lord is. Also, a little side note, I feel like the reason that I feel so passionate about this episode is because for so long, and I've mentioned this in my other previous episodes, but for those who are listening for the first time or might have forgot, I didn't come to know who God was until I was 20 years old. And for a long time, most of my life, I had these unanswered questions as well. And I was kind of just sitting on the fence, not looking in one direction or the other, just didn't really care to figure it out. But as soon as I started seeking, like, my life has just been transformed so much. I was praying last night and I was just brought to tears by the way that coming to God and being saved by him and learning from him how to live my life with better fruits of joy and patience and kindness and just surrendering control to him, like, just the way that it's changed my life, I cannot express it enough. And I just want to, if I am able to be someone who sparks something in someone else's heart, or someone who is also sitting on that fence decides to look in the direction of seeking God and jump off and just fully just be faithful in that, I would just love to be any part or motivation or influence in that. And so I think, like I said, that's why I just feel so excited to talk about what I'm talking about today, because I just know how God has moved in my life whenever I started seeking him, and how I came to my answers after not believing for so long because they didn't completely add up to me, because they won't completely add up to you until you seek him for yourself. And so, yeah, I just hope that I can be help in someone else's journey in doing that and finding God and their life being transformed as well. But back on track, back to the good stuff. Like I said, science cannot answer what only faith can. Science is definitely a gift, but it cannot explain God, as it studies the creation and not the creator. It would be like ants trying to understand us. It would just be impossible for ants to fully understand us, or for us to fully understand God, because you are trying to understand something that is so vast and beyond your comprehension. We are natural beings and he is supernatural, and so it makes sense that it doesn't completely make sense. God is beyond this world, and so trying to explain him using only the things within this world just isn't enough. And that's why we cannot reason our way to God, and also why we need faith to truly know God, believe in God, follow God. In Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, it says, "For my thoughts aren't your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways." Essentially just saying that, yeah, you guys will not be able to fully understand me. Like, I am greater than you. And humbling yourself before him and realizing this, and just taking what you do, feel, know, believe, and enjoying the beauty of that is everything. I think a good example of this is like us believing in love or music or wind. These are all things that we cannot physically see, but we can see the effects that they have on us or on things, which points to their existence. And like I said, it's belief enough to enjoy the beauty and impact of them. And just like that, just like how we can see the impact of these things that we cannot physically see, like music, wind, love, science can also explain the impact of God, although it cannot explain God. It observes what a relationship with him does to a person, or people who walk with God, who pray, worship, live in community. And they show lower stress and anxiety, healthier brains, longer lives, more peace and joy, and stronger relationships. Dr. Andrew Newberg actually did a little research on this. He took brain scans of people who pray regularly, and he found that they had more empathy, they had less fear, they had a deeper inner calm. And if those things aren't enough for you to open your Bible and pray a prayer to God, I simply don't know what would be. Science sees the fruit of the Spirit, even if it cannot explain the root. Although it might not be able to explain fully who God is or his existence, it can explain what those who are in relationship with him, what that looks like for them, how they are impacted by it, the way that they are moved, and how it truly just works. The fruits of the Spirit, referring to love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, which can be found in Galatians 5, 22-23. But I've talked a lot about why we should stop searching, and now I want to talk about why we should start seeking. And this is because it brings us to faith. And with faith, we have freedom in not knowing everything, but trusting the one who does. It's very similar to our knowledge about the sun. We don't fully understand every single detail of how it works, but we believe that it will continue to rise every day, and that it's there even whenever we can't see it, which allows us to live in its light and rely on it being there again and again and again. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, "For we live by faith, not by sight," just pointing to the fact that although we cannot tangibly see God, we can feel God in our hearts, and that is enough for us to know that he is real. I have seen in my own life that true peace comes when I seek or surrender, and not when I search or try to have control, or like I said, fill that God-shaped hole with other things, whether that be drunkenness or lustfulness or pride, just anything that is putting anything above God and trying to resort to other things to bring me that peace, because his peace is the only peace that is beyond understanding, that is beyond our comprehension, that is true peace that you have in the midst of hard situations that doesn't just come when everything feels light, that is still there and still remains when things are heavy. Okay. Faith also gives us freedom to lay down what we were never meant to carry, whether it be our control over our plans or our relationships or our career path. When we surrender that control over to God, we are brought peace in just being faithful that He will take care of the things that we cannot take care of ourselves. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you." And then I have another verse as well that goes along with this. This is Philippians 4:6-7 that says, "Present your requests to God, and the peace of God will guide your heart and mind." Sorry, will guard your heart and mind. I'm sure it'll guide it as well, but Philippians says it'll guard it. And does. But all this to say that my argument might be incomplete for the existence of God, but He Himself is enough. Although I can't fully explain who He is, I can tell you that with Him, I have His peace, I have His comfort, and I see how much better life is with faith in Him than how it was without, before I believed in Him. And I just really wish that that was enough to prove to others that they should also seek Him, because when you do seek, you truly do find. And this is said in Jeremiah 29:13. But we know that the world is just so shakable and so temporary, and so putting your reliance in it will let you down 10 out of 10 times. You would think that by those statistics alone, it would be enough for humans to seek something greater than themselves or greater than the things that are in our control, the things of this world. But I really just learned that putting your trust and purpose and joy into what is eternal means nothing can shake that. He is unshakable. And this is true freedom, because the rain will always come. There will always be obstacles. There will always be struggle. There will always be things that we have to face that are difficult. And that's why we need to make sure that the foundation of our house is firm, that it is built on something that is unshakable, that we have faith in God and can rely on God when things are too tough for us to handle. Matthew 7:24 is what that reference kind of comes from, of the rain coming. So we need to have a firm foundation of our house that is built on the rock, aka God. I've also learned in my journey with Jesus, in my walk with Christ, in following God, that the more you seek Him, the better you know Him, and therefore the more you want to seek Him again and again and again. It's this constant cycle of knowing Him better, therefore being able to follow Him better, therefore seeking Him more so that you can know Him better and follow Him better. And it's just really beautiful how seeking God above all else grows our faith so much and leads to this sanctification. I heard something in church this week, actually, that really stuck with me, that I feel like kind of relates to all of this. And that is, if you feel you're lacking something in your life, it's a relationship with God. Because when you truly have the Lord, you feel like you have it all. And this is so real. I know that when God is at my center of my life, I'm not chasing anything else to fill that void. And so if you're in a position where you feel like you're tired of searching, or feel like you're close to knowing God or believing God or following God, but just haven't, you know, made that final step or felt like the final piece has fallen into place for that, I just really encourage you to stop the searching and start seeking Him for yourself. Start reading His words, start praying prayers, start attending to church, start having conversations with people who are followers of Christ and build that fellowship in that community. And instead of trying to reason your way to God and make it all make sense and look to science to bring you that peace of who God is, just surrender that control to Him and give your time and effort and open your heart and mind to learning who He is, and He will show you. I promise you. Just taking your focus and reliance off of what is temporary and shakable and putting them into God, the unshakable, eternal, loving, Father, who wants to know you? Okay. It makes such a big difference. And I have a verse, as I always do, to go along with this, because I always want to refer back to scripture so that it's not me speaking to you through Kelsey's thoughts. It's me speaking to you guys through what I've learned through his word. And so that is Hebrews 11:1 that talks about what faith is. And it says, faith is assurance of things hoped for and conviction of things unseen. I really hope that I have said something that has stuck with you, that has sat on your heart, that has made you be more interested in coming to God for the first time or the 100th time. Just knowing that he will be there to meet you when you do seek him, and you will find that for yourself when you do. And I hope that you do, because like I said, it's the greatest decision I've ever made in my life, and I know that it'll be the greatest decision that you ever make in yours if you choose to. So if you take nothing else from all of this, I really hope that you take that faith isn't blindness, it's freedom. And not having all the answers is a starting point for finding the one who does. So please, please, please take those steps towards and for him.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.